So here's the life question for this week. Listen carefully to this statement. Does saying that you are a Christian make you a Christian? That's my question. Does saying that you are a Christian make you a Christian? What made me think about that was two guys in the news this week. Hugh Jackman, who's an actor, and he says this: I'm a Christian. I used to go to different evangelist revival tents all the time. When I was about 13, I had a weird premonition that I was going to be on stage like the preachers I saw, he said. And he goes on to talk about, I'm a religious person and I dedicate each one of my performances to God. Now, I'm not saying he's not a Christian. Don't pick me up wrong here. I'm not saying he's not a Christian, but I'm asking the question, does saying you're a Christian make you a Christian? Here's another guy, Jurgen Klopp, just been appointed as the manager for Liverpool Football Club, and he's reported as being a believer. He says that his faith is something he's open to talking about, and he says it was, in his mind, almost impossible to be a believer and not to talk about it. So he says he's a Christian. He says that he has a relationship with God and so on. He's not a missionary, but he says, when I look at me in my life, I take time for that every day and I feel I am in sensationally in good hands. So my question then, am I a Christian because I state that I'm a Christian? So I had a little look to see what the Bible has to say, because we're better to go than the Bible to see what it has to say about Christians. And I noticed that the very word Christian wasn't used immediately after or during the lifetime of Jesus. Acts 11, 26 says, and when he had found him, this is Barnabas looking for Saul, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the Christians were called, the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. So a Christian is a disciple. Well, Jesus, he defined a disciple. So if a disciple equals a Christian must do exactly the same as a disciple. And a disciple was someone who did what Jesus taught. Jesus said, he that hears these words of mine and believes in him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not be condemned, shall not come into condemnation, but has passed from death unto life. So Jesus, he had a number of things he said a disciple should be. So if a disciple equals a Christian, a disciple should love his fellow disciple. A disciple should be obedient to the Lord Jesus and to God. A disciple will be a learner. A disciple will be hated because of his following of Jesus Christ. That's quite an interesting one, isn't it? Then I also noticed in the book of Acts, you got to chapter 26. Let me just take you there. Chapter 26 in the book of Acts and verse 28. And there's a man called, a guy called Agrippa. He's a king. And he says to Paul, almost you persuade me to be a Christian. And Paul had preached to him, and he'd preached him about Christ's suffering and rising from the dead and showing light to the people. And he'd really spoken to him about the fact that Christ died for our sins, and that we needed forgiveness. We needed peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ. So this man was being persuaded, or maybe he was being sarcastic, but he said, you almost persuade me to be a Christian. But the point here is, a Christian isn't born as a Christian. There's a persuasion, there's a decision that has to be made to turn from your sin, to change your thinking about God, to come and trust in Jesus Christ. My last reference is in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 6, and it says this. I think I've maybe got the second, the wrong one here. Let me just try and find the right verse here. It's probably, but basically it talks about a person suffering as a Christian. Yeah, there we are, verse 16. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. So Christians will suffer for their faith at times. So that's quite a serious thing, isn't it? So there we are. Are you a Christian? Would you claim to be a Christian? Would you want people to know you were a Christian? Would you make that statement? And if you do, like these two men say that you're Christians, has there been a point when you started to follow Christ? When you ceased from being a sinner, you repented of your sin, you let him save you, change you, and bless you? It's a wonderful thing to follow Christ. I hope you would think about this.